When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Get ready for nonstop live entertainment at Tachi Palace. Grab your tickets now at TachiPalace.com and don't miss what's coming up. May 22nd, Jump, the ultimate Van Halen tribute. May 23rd, comedian Ralph Barbosa live. June 5th through 7th, the Indigenous Tattoo and Music Festival with the Res Made Car Show. And June 20th, Kings of the West featuring Warren G, The Game, and Exhibit. All shows are on sale now, so don't wait. Tachi Palace, where all roads lead to fun.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Ever heard of a turkey neck? Does it only show up in your 70s? Not getting enough Z's, even when you are young, can cause the skin to wrinkle and sag early. That's in part because your body releases more cortisol, a stress hormone. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. If you use tobacco, besides raising your chances of getting cancer, you could end up with wrinkles, sagging skin at an early age. Some sunlight is good for you, but beware of soaking up too many UV rays, which can damage collagen in your skin. Use sunscreen that's got a rating of SPF 30 or higher. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning and welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, May 14th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council holding study session regarding cannabis delivery. Volunteers needed for Paso Robles 4th of July celebration. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles City Council will hold a cannabis delivery study session at their next regular meeting Tuesday, May 19th at 6 p.m. City staff is seeking direction from council on four topics: the appropriate number of recreational cannabis delivery offices to be allowed in the city, establishing a new cannabis regulatory permit, a requirement that existing conditional use permit holders be required to amend their use permit in order to also deliver recreational cannabis, and the status of current businesses allowed to operate a recreational cannabis delivery office. The city says this will not be a discussion of whether or not to allow cannabis storefronts or dispensaries in Paso Robles. City of Paso Robles, in partnership with Travel Paso, is seeking volunteers for its 4th of July celebration. This special year marks the 250th anniversary of the United States in an evening of patriotism, community spirit, and summer fun. Celebration starts at 4 p.m. with a lively family fun zone, food vendors, live bands, and a fireworks finale later in the evening. About 25 volunteers are still needed to support city staff in executing the event. Shifts are 2 hours each, with positions including lake monitor, parking attendants, and access control monitor. Volunteers will receive a commemorative t-shirt, premium parking, and a meal voucher. Applications for 4th of July volunteers can be found at the City of Paso Robles website. Paso Robles School District honors volunteer with Key to the District Award. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. A longtime Bearcat volunteer has been awarded with the Key to the District Award from the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District. Established in the 2024-25 school year, the Key to the District Award recognizes an individual or group whose extraordinary service has made a lasting and meaningful impact on district students, schools, and the broader community. The award for this year was presented to longtime volunteer and community leader Vicki Werling. Werling was recognized for her years of service supporting the high school athletics department, the Bearcat Booster Organization, her work as a volleyball coach, and her role in numerous campus improvement and community building initiatives. PRHS principal and athletic director Michael Susank said he has never encountered a leader more committed, professional, organized, or selfless than Vicki Werling. The Paso Robles School Board received an information item on Tuesday's meeting regarding a potential general obligation bond. The Prop 39 bond election would require a 55% voter approval, with the goal of renovating and upgrading facilities at or around the high school for career readiness. Following the bond overview presentation, Trustee Kenny Enney remained opposed to its passing.
But here's, in my opinion, the big factor. Across the board, 43.94% met standards in English language arts, 29.98% met standards in math. We're below state average. That should be our focus. That's how you start differentiating. We can build really nice facilities. You're not convincing me that that is going to improve these scores. In my opinion, these scores need to be improved because families are going to move to an area and industry is going to move to an area where they know they have a literate population.
Superintendent Jennifer Loftus had this to say in response.
I do also think you need to consider what type of an environment you can provide your learners when you are investing at that scale in your schools. And while I would agree that our outcome data specifically around ELA and math is not what we want it to be currently, there's more than one way to measure the achievement of our students. And I would also say that engaging students in the CTE pathways is something that we don't want to walk past how meaningful that is, or to think that a math score or an ELA score is indicative of the success of our high school as a whole, because there's so much more to it than that.
As this was an information item, no other action was taken by the board. All other trustees were in agreement that they should pursue the general obligation bond. It will return once again as an action item in November to be placed on the ballot.
The county sheriff's office is currently searching for a missing senior citizen from Arroyo Grande. Friends of 72-year-old Gary Keel reported that he was supposed to pick someone up on May 12th at the Grover Beach train station, but failed to show. His last known contact was on May 11th at 2 p.m. Keel's vehicle was later discovered unoccupied at the Cave Landing parking lot in Avila Beach. Sheriff's Office search and rescue team has responded, but have yet to find Keel. Keel is an adult male, 5 feet 10 inches tall, 180 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes, and he has no history of prior missing person reports. He is said to enjoy walking along the cliffs in the Pirates Cove area. Sheriff's Office does not believe his disappearance is suspicious at this time. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Giants 4-0. The Athletics beat the Cardinals 6-2. The Padres over the Brewers 3-1. The Guardians beat the Angels 4-2. The Orioles over the Yankees 7-0. Tonight, the Giants will face the Dodgers. The Athletics will go against the Cardinals. The Padres will face the Brewers. In California news, Vice President J.D. Vance announced that the Trump administration will be withholding $1.3 billion in Medicaid payments to California. Vance said California isn't taking its fraud seriously enough, and he also said this is a notification to all 50 states, saying that the federal government could freeze funding to their Medicaid fraud control units if they do not aggressively prosecute Medicaid fraud. California lawmakers have a set deadline of 2032 for plastic producers to make all their packaging recyclable or compostable. Advocates for the bill say this doesn't go far enough, and producers of plastic says it goes too far, and that the rules will make products more expensive for shoppers. The National Resources Defense Council and Californians Against Waste, two environmental groups, plan to take the state to court. Former California gubernatorial candidate Stephen Klubeck was arrested this week in West Hollywood on an outstanding felony warrant for alleged violation of dissuading or intimidating a witness or victim of a crime. He was released that same day after posting a $300,000 bail. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. A farm bill has passed through the House of Representatives and is now on the way to the Senate. However, mandatory country of origin labeling was rejected on the House floor. ImCool has been a long-running priority for RCAF United Stock Growers of America CEO Bill Bullard.
The rumor has it that it may be late May, early June, that the Senate will begin serious discussions on the farm bill. We need to pass legislation to promote competition. And the way to do that is to reinstate mandatory country of origin labeling.
With the farm bill now heading to the Senate, Bullard says the RCAF USA is looking to the USDA Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, to help advance mandatory country of origin labeling.
We know that Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, has expressed support for mandatory country of origin labeling. So we're hopeful that she will help on the Senate side to encourage the Senate to include it in the farm bill. And, of course, we have the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, is the primary sponsor of the Senate version, the American Beef Labeling Act, that would restore country of origin labeling. So our hopes are high that we can get this passed in the Senate. And I think it would certainly fare very well, I think, on the Senate floor. People understand that consumers have right to choose, and the only way they can choose is if they have the information as to origin.
RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Participants of the California Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers, a program that supports agriculturalists between the ages of 18 and 35, converged in Sacramento last month for a day of advocacy. The Young Farmers and Ranchers participants spoke with lawmakers and their staff about policy issues such as a proposed tax credit to address unintended consequences of the state's agricultural overtime law, compensation for cattle ranchers impacted by gray wolves, and regulations limiting the use of self-driving tractors on California farms. Jennifer Cortez, a Farm Bureau member based in Sacramento County, said it was her first time joining the calling on the Capitol event. "Throw me off on a farm, and I know a lot about livestock and animals, but this is where the disconnect happens," she said. "This is exactly where we need to be in order to have our voices heard." Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP says they've received reports of a fire near Camp Roberts, but would like to remind the public that this is a training session with CAL FIRE. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday. Low 80s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Upper 80s on Tuesday and Wednesday. 86 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks gained ground at the open. The Dow opened more than 300 points higher. NVIDIA opened up more than 2%. There are reports the U.S. has cleared the sale of its H200 chips to 10 Chinese firms. The H200 was designed to meet U.S. security concerns. It's not as powerful as NVIDIA's most advanced Blackwell chips. Retail sales rose 0.5% in April, more modest than March's jump of 1.6%, but that reflected the spike and gasoline prices. Cisco Systems shares rose 14% at the open. Its earnings were upbeat. Cisco reported dramatic demand for its artificial intelligence-related products, but it also plans to cut about 4,000 jobs. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, SimpliSafe Home Security, they do things differently. With SimpliSafe, you get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around a buck a day without any long-term commitment. SimpliSafe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to SimpliSafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to SimpliSafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer, El Camino Real Atascadero, 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition.
Everybody. Love
KPRL.
I'm a lover. Everybody loves
KPRL.
Anyhow, that's how I feel. Wow, I feel just like a Pollyanna. I should worry, not for nothing. Everybody loves
KPRL.
Yes, they do.
KPRL.
Who's the most popular personality?
The Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen on Sound Off. She'll be having on your supervisor, John Pashon, going over county issues, of course. All right, whatever may be on your mind, you know how the freedom of speech is supposed to work. Whether we, it's not a Taj Mahal here, but, you know, we make do with what we have because, well, because it doesn't matter. Chris.
Yes.
Did you care what the school looked like?
Not exactly.
You just went to school?
Yes, I just went to school.
Do you recall in any of the conversations that you had when you were coming to campus with your fellow students, my, what a lovely building that is?
No.
Funny. That's really funny.
There was one exception.
All right.
It was because when I went to Flamson, that building, you know, the big one, the front one, was brand new.
Right.
Like, I think my sixth grade class was the very first one who got to enjoy that brand new building.
Okay. So that would be the time you walk up. It's like if you go to somebody's as a really nice house.
Yes.
You say, man, that's kind of nice.
In all fairness, it was a nice building, so much so that it kind of stood out from the rest of them.
Right. Okay. So, let's see if I can. I don't mean twist. So, if you go into someone who has a really nice house, does that change your behavior?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
I am way more careful and respectful not to touch anything in a nice house.
So, if you were to go into Fats Kirk House. Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, Fats was a father of one of the kids I went to school with. And they lived in they were nice people, they're extremely poor, but it was a rundown house.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were then to go into Fats' place, well, it's only Fats' place, I don't care how I'll just do whatever I want.
It's not to that extreme.
Okay. All right. Just checking, but no, I understand what you're saying. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, regarding your trivia answer today, I'm going to give you people out there a tip that I learned through 30 years of practice. The best treatment for fungal toenails, those gross yellow things that get all thick, Vicks VapoRub.
Vicks VapoRub.
It does a wonderful job. I doubted it until I saw some good results, but you can't argue with good results.
So, I'm guessing that there's a lot of products on the counter or wherever that says it can fix or do or whatever, take care of the issue.
There is the most successful commercial of all time was in a magazine that says, fix your nails for $5, $5 or your money back guarantee. So, they'd sell the stuff, it didn't work, and then people would not bother for the effort to get their $5 back. But there's so many products out there that are guaranteed to do a job. I've seen so many online that say we'll make them go away in a week, and it's crazy. It's a lie, and it can't happen. But VapoRub works over a time of 3 to 6 months because you got to grow a new toenail.
Okay. As a doctor, and I know this, you can't necessarily, one size fits all, but is there generally something in our house for, you know, I'll just say minor ailments that is pretty darn versatile.
And you remember the Greek wedding of Windex?
I don't remember that in Greek.
No, there's nothing I can think of that's a good household ailment, but some people swear on vinegar, apple cider vinegar is one of the ones you hear a lot about.
Okay, so some of the old-time remedies.
Right.
Okay. Well, I think I'm guessing that many people in our audience use some of those old time remedies because now it seems that for everything that ails you, you have hundreds of choices to buy that it's going to fix you.
One of the things I said a lot to my patients was that we've gotten so smart we forgot the things we used to know. Things that worked. And still in this modern day of medicine with all the biochemicals, things, something we do, fully half of our medications come from plants that we take the alkaloids from the plants and use them as a medication. Classical example is heart medication with, I'm having a brain fart now. The deadly nightshade is a plant that grows in your garden. It's used for heart issues.
You know, I saw something, somebody sent me something the other day, and I didn't watch or listen to the whole thing because it's too long for me anyway. But part of it was mentioning that as you get older, in many instances, your blood pressure goes down just because of age. Is that true?
I've not heard that. Mine certainly hasn't.
Okay, because I guess the gist of this was that we're over medicating people for so-called high blood pressure.
Oh, absolutely. One of the main problems in medication is people, and now it's better with pharmacies having internet access and online medication databases, because most people come in, and I look at sometimes their medication list when I look at their history on their chart and say, how do you get up in the morning? They're so over-medicated. They have one medication they give you, and then a second medication to counteract the effects of the first medication. So, yeah, we have a tendency to way too over-medicate because the American public thinks if you don't get a pill for something, then you're not being helped.
All right. How much influence is this from the pharmaceutical companies?
Oh, God, I watch these TV commercials nowadays online, and I get so upset because sometimes I would spend 5 to 10 minutes explaining to a patient why they don't want that medication or why the information they got is counteractive to what's really going on in their life. The classic sign I saw in a doctor's office was, don't let your Google search interfere with my medical degree.
But as a doctor, do many people, or would many people, just not take your advice and say, well, I want it anyway?
Well, yeah, but they're not going to get it from me because that would be, above all else, do no harm. But I can tell them that sometimes if it's a medication that has no side effects or other than just the cost of buying it, like a topical ointment or something for a skin or a nail condition, I say, well, give it a shot. Let me know how it works, because you can't argue with someone who's got her mind made up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Now, was there pressure, or do you know of a pressure from pharmaceuticals that they put on doctors to kind of
lead? You have the famous detail people who come to your office with the latest, greatest pamphlets about why their product clears your need. They'll take you to lunch. They'll wine and dine you. They'll bring you a little bit of trinket or a gadget that make you remember them with their name on it, or the magnet with your name on it, or something. But yeah, and sometimes you listen to what they have to say, and sometimes it's good information, and sometimes you just let it run off your shoulders like water off a duck.
Well,
you don't want to be mean to these people because they got a job to do too.
No, I understand that, but also I'm just wondering, in the profession, doctors, because of the swiftness that technology has brought upon, can they even keep up with what may be good or bad?
Well, that's why we have 60 units every... We realize this every 2 years. We have to have 60 hours of continuing medical education just to keep current. And you try, but, some things you go and it's just beating the dead horse again with something different to do the same thing. Other times it's good information. You have to go through it all and sort it out.
Do you think the medical profession... How am I trying to say this? Is there a fight between certain group? And I'll just say the more natural alternatives for medicine, as opposed to what most of us think is standard medical.
Well, you've got that, and a chiropractic is a big natural source of medication. The naturopaths are the people who use traditional methods, traditional healing. Chinese medicine uses those same things. And the Western medicine versus Eastern medicine is really diverse in their approaches to things.
Do you think there's, well, is it just because in our country we're used to doing things a certain way, and so that's got to be the only way?
A lot of people have that mindset. But then I always say you can't argue with a good result.
If people are willing to try it.
Exactly, and that's how I got onto the Vicks VapoRub thing. I poo-pooed it for the first 5-10 years of my practice, and then I had one guy come in who we'd tried lots of things on unsuccessfully, and he came in, I hadn't seen him for a couple of years, and he came in and all of his nails were clear. I asked him, what'd you use? He says, VapoRub. So, what can you say?
Well, as you said, you can't argue with results, but now... I wonder if there's a combination of things with people's medical history or what they may be more susceptible to. Like for me, I trust natural things more than I do the so-called pharmaceutical way.
Natural things in terms of meaning plant medications or teas or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is something that I heard that I was not surprised by hearing, but pharmaceutical companies have people that go off into the jungles like the Amazon forest, and they see what the native people are using for their medications, for their things that they've done for years or generations and gotten good results, and then they find these plants. Then they take the plant back to the laboratory, and they do scientific and chemical analysis on it to see what's working, what it is. And that's the source of some of our medications still.
Well, I can't help but wonder, though, if in those situations and the people in the jungles that their bodies have been able to build up a stronger immunity than than most of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The people ever, the reason that there's such a high population of diabetes, a high percentage in the population of Native Americans of diabetes is because for years they were wandering nomads. They ate a native diet of wild games and grains. And now we put them on a Western medication diet, they become morbidly obese and develop diabetes.
Not surprising at all. Hope you understand this question. Are we too clean as a society, as humans?
Clean?
Yeah, remember, you know, during COVID, there was this talk about, and myself included, that, look, your body has to build up some kind of immunity. You can't keep putting things continually into your body to fight off things, because your body can naturally do it.
Yeah, that's the classic example. Was Howard Hughes, who was a neat freak, and he died of some sort of strange infection. I don't disagree with that at all. I think that kids who play in the dirt and get dirty all day long and come home and they exchange themselves to small attacks to the immune system daily, which strengthens it. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that at all.
And again, with all the disinfectants and so forth that we see all over the place. Would you disagree or agree with that?
I think it's overdone. I think it's overdone. It's like the classic reaction is the COVID thing, you know? When people overreacted so badly, it was crazy, you know?
Yeah, I'm not suggesting the people that we, you know, are slobs or anything like that, and don't cover our mouth, et cetera, but I've... I thought that for years, I've read where the increase in asthma in our country has been significant in the last X amount of couple of decades, and one of my goofy theories is we don't get enough fresh air. We sit in our cars when it's 70 degrees and turn on our air conditioning. We close the windows at home and turn on our air conditioning. We don't get enough fresh air. Does that make any sense?
Well, it does. And I used to remember even before COVID came in, I'd have a couple, a man and a woman couple who would come in, and they'd both be wearing cotton linen-only garments, and they'd be wearing masks, and they were washing their hands frequently. They all had sort of this obsessive-compulsive personality types, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that are emotionally bound, and then there's things that, I think being exposed to the external environment is good for our system. It strengthens it if we do it in small doses. And when COVID first came out, I was chastised for saying, I think the shutdown is going to be more damaging than the actual disease itself. And I think I was right.
You and quite a few others, we heard that. And again, to me, it was just... It was simple to simple to understand that.
Well, here's a classic strange example you wouldn't think about, but 2 years ago I was helping coach the JV varsity team at the high school. And, you know, these guys are freshmen. In my generation, we'd all played Little League, Pony League, whatever league we played, and could learn all about the baseball. These guys didn't have the basic knowledge about how the baseball worked. We had to work with them about throwing ahead of the runner and doing this and that because they hadn't done the baseball knowledge because they had 2 years where they didn't get a chance to experience and learn. It held a lot of people back in a lot of different directions.
Hmm. All right. Okay. Well, thanks, Doc, for the information.
Okay. Glad to share when I can.
All right. Bye. All right. Let's see here on the text in regards to the school. New tools don't improve the quality of your work. No, but some of those tools make it a little bit easier, okay? I know that. Most school buildings are built by the same companies that build prisons. Okay, that's whatever. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, because we were obviously mentioning this story that Chris did on the potential school bond. And we had, according to somebody yesterday, one of the school board members saying, our schools need to look beautiful, and we'll get better results. That simply is not true. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Just real quick, you're talking about the increase in asthma and other things, but I saw this blurb, and you know, I don't know if we'll ever have a good enough details, but the increase in autism, which they been trying to figure out, mm-hmm. could be related to the increase in Medicaid and autism centers to treat people with autism that really didn't have people with autism in it. And you know what I mean? It's like, oh yeah, you've got this, and then it increases government numbers, and everyone thinks everyone's got an autism issue, and it's all because there was money from the government to get, you know, just like how everyone had COVID when, you know, the hospitals had money when there was a COVID diagnosis. So,
well, haven't we done that?
Hard to know what's real anymore.
Well, because of the money, we've seen thresholds dropped in this state for families who are available for whatever that money is called to feed your family. It used to, and again, I'm just using this as an example. Well, it was $25,000. Well, there wasn't enough people in the programs, so now we're going to make it down to $20,000, or the reverse would happen. Well, families at 30, now we can raise it to 40, you know, based on things, because there weren't enough people in the program. We had just something here in this county recently, and I forget what it was, but they were basically advertising for people to join this government program because there wasn't enough in it, or enough people in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, is that, you know, is government skews things, just like what happened with Spirit Airlines, is that the Biden said, oh, you can't merge, even though in a free, you know, a capitalist-type world, that wouldn't have stopped it, you know, and it's the government is a big influence in everything at this point, and I hope enough people start realizing that, but somehow I don't think they will. But anyways, it does make you wonder about numbers when they're coming from the government, so everyone needs to have a skeptical eye on things. So,
right. Okay. Well, hey,
you
thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Gonna have to hustle.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. City of Paso Robles, in partnership with Travel Paso, is seeking volunteers for its 4th of July celebration. Applications for the 4th of July volunteers can be found at the City of Paso Robles website. A longtime Bearcat volunteer has been awarded with the Key to the District Award from the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District. The award went to Vicky Whirling. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Well, for whatever reason, the folks from Fox did not send down the update for whatever reason. It happens from time to time, so we will go this way.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility. Not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the case has reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
North County weather.
Going to have to restart this thing when we get to the top of the hour. All right, weather brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Enjoy today. Sunshine, mid-80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. And we'll be in the upper 80s on your Friday. Saturday and Sunday and Monday, low 80s. Sunshine, mid-80s Tuesday. Wednesday, upper 80s. And mid-80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. 5:59 a.m., 8:01 p.m. We are at 57 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Pastor Robles Restaurant in the beautiful River Oaks community. The California Mid-State Fair is accepting entries for the 2026 Central Wine Competition and California Craft Spirits Competition. Now, the deadline is Sunday, May 17th, so that's this Sunday. Wineries and distilleries are encouraged to enter now before the early bird registration deadline. And again, that is May 17th. So, early bird, the final registration is the 26th, though. So, simply go to CentralCoastWineComp.com and show us what you got. That's it. Let's see here. What else do we have here? Let's see here. This is a watch party featuring the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square as they return. And let's see here. This will take place where? In Atascadero, Ramona Avenue. All right, they returned from the 100th anniversary concert celebration. That's pretty amazing. And that will take place Friday, June 26th. Some hot dogs and community activities. The concert begins at 7 o'clock. That will be the broadcast. This is a free, family-friendly community event open to all. Man, the Tabernacle Choir, that's something else. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got you for brunch every single day, lunch every single day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. All righty, we have 6 minutes away from 8 at the right choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Happy
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Find your way. Their event starts on the 19th through the 21st. For your valuables, go to BellaJewel.com. You'll find out everything you need to know. All right. Let's see here. Where's the list? Okay. Leading off on your Thursday, Austin Brandon, Maddie Pratt Southby, Rita Curry, Mike Pereira, Julian Herrera, Susanna Takis, Adam Bose. We have Bart Estrada, Paul Hanna, Lacey Fuller, born in 2017, it says here. Okay. You do the math. Lauren and Kurt Handley, and Darren and Jennifer Friedel. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to all. On my right-hand side, let's see here. Oh, the Blue Boy Artiste, Thomas Gainsborough, 1727, 1788. Onward. Oh, from the Dick Van Dyke Show, you remember Richard Deacon, also on Leave It to Beaver, 1921, 1984. Gump Worsley, Hockey Hall of Famer, goaltender, 1929-2007, the one and only Bobby, Robert Walden Casoto was his real name, Bobby Darren, 1936-1973, Dick Houser, manager and player, 1936-1987, this time we're really breaking up, Troy Schondell, 1937-2016, Mad Dog, I think that was one of his nicknames. Tony Perez, Baseball Hall of Famer, 1942. From Cream, Sunshine of Your Life guy. Jack Bruce, 1943-2014. From Hermits, Derek Leckenby, 1943. He passed away in 1994. From The Young Rascals, Gene Cornish, 1944. Oh, the film producer, Mr. George Lucas, 1944. Not a bad pitcher. A couple of World Series rings with the Yankees, of course. Dick Tidrow, 1947. He died in 221. Pitcher for the Angels and others, Dave LaRoche, 1948. Pierre Plante, hockey, 1951. David Bryan from Talking Heads. He was born in 1952. Onward we go. The actor Tim Roth, 1961. C.C. DeVille from Poison, 1962. This guy wasn't a bad catcher. Played for a long time. Pat Borders. He was born in 1963. Kate Blanchett, the actress, 1969. Who else do we have here? Roy Halladay, pitcher, killed in that plane crash. He was born in 1977, killed in 2017. And who else do we have? Clay Matthews, he was a good linebacker from the University of Southern California Brain Surgeons, 1986. Okay. I miss the actress Miranda Cosgrove, 1993. All righty. Passing away on this day, Tim Conway, 2019. Oh, the blues guy, B.B. King. Thrill is gone, 2015. Oh, the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, 1998. And Leave It to Beaver's Hugh Beaumont. He passed away in 1982. Mr. Lear, William Bill Powell Lear. You've heard of the Jet. He died in 1978. Billy Burke, the Good Witch, he passed away in 1970. Mr. Henry Hines, 57 Varieties, he died in 1919. And Phyllis George died in 2020. Who else passed away? Oh, God, I love this guy's voice. Man. From The Untouchables, Robert Stack. He was born in 2000 through. Harry Blackstone Jr. died in 1997. Lyle Elzado passed away in 1992, and I think finally that is it. All right, Gronk. Rob Gronkowski goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles City Council will hold a cannabis delivery study session at their next regular meeting on Tuesday, May 19th at 6 p.m. This will not be a discussion on allowing cannabis storefronts or dispensaries in the city. The county sheriff's office is currently searching for a missing senior citizen from Arroyo Grande. Friends of 72-year-old Gary Keel report that he was supposed to pick up someone in Grover Beach but failed to show. His last known contact was May 11th at 2 p.m., and his vehicle was found unoccupied in Avila Beach. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Gronk, four-time Super Bowl champion. He's considered one of the most complete, one of the most complete tight ends, obviously receiving and blocking. Also, the 2010s All-Decade Team, the 100th anniversary all-time team, and he had 92 receiving touchdowns, over 9,000 receiving yards, and over 620 receptions. The Gronk goes to the top. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. It's simple. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.